as Nevada. We see that in the registration numbers. John Ralston, who believes that objectivity is a myth, as a reporter, he's very concerned about the voter registration numbers. Democrats only have a 3% advantage of voter registration in Clark County, and he says this is just basically unheard of since the Reagan days. And so, you know, when you look at the data, all data points to a red wave, whereby independents are crossing over to the Republican Party, Latinos are crossing over to the Republican Party. The Republican Party keeps growing and adding more voters, not only in Nevada, but nationally. And Democrats only have to blame themselves for this. They are certainly off message. They only want to talk about abortion when abortion hardly makes the top 10 in polling when you look at polls that go across the political spectrum. Of course, abortion is the top three with Democrats. That's always the case. But Nevada is not just Democrats. It's about a third independents, a third Republicans, and a third Democrats. So as long as the Democrats stay on the abortion message, they are completely ignoring a majority of their constituents in Nevada. And I think if Republicans stay on message regarding the economy, crime, and education, I would really start pushing this education. I mean, this is how Glenn Youngkin won in Virginia. And when you can pull parents into the fold, parents are a variety of backgrounds. If you've got parents on your side, you can win these narrow elections.
When we last talked, and this is my final question, when we last talked, you were going to be hosting a mayoral debate up in Reno coming up on Thursday. There was some question as to whether one candidate or the other was going to agree to it. Where are we? Will you be co-moderating that debate on Thursday?
Yes, and I assume that it's probably not going to be a debate. I'm assuming it's going to probably morph into a town hall because one of the candidates for mayor, and that's the incumbent mayor, Hillary Sheeve, has not committed to the debate. She might show up, and then it will be a debate, and we'll be prepared either way. But as of today, she has not confirmed that she will debate her opponent, George Eddie Lorton. George Eddie Lorton has confirmed, so he will be there. And so we'll just have to see if she shows up.
And you will be there, too.
Absolutely.
Very good. If folks want to find out more about what you're up to, where can they go?
They can go to thenevadaglobe.com, thenevadaglobe.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Nevada Globe.
Megan, always good to visit with you. We'll talk to you again next week, believe it or not, 1 week out from the election. Thanks so much. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk again next week.
Very good, Kevin. Thanks so much.
There you go. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. I check it out every day, and you should too, because every day there is something new on that platform. It's really, really cool. Sigal Chatta will join us at 1:05. Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18, will join us at 2:05. We'll also be giving away two tickets to the Mob Museum. We'll tell you how you can win coming up in a little bit. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Couple of crashes working right now on area roadways. Westbound Desert Inn, that's at Jones. Eastbound Tropicana at Rainbow, that's in the middle of the intersection. Approach there with caution. A lot of congestion on the Southern Beltway as we speak. 215 westbound, that's at Gillespie. And ahead of that, it's a slow transition as you merge from Interstate 215 west up to Interstate 15 northbound. There's only one lane available on that transition ramp, so a lot of congestion as you work your way through that area. Possible delays through those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 southbound as well. That's mainly affecting the area between Flamingo and Tropicana.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. NHL last night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat Toronto 3-1. Vegas 5-2-0 with the victory. Five different goal scorers in the contest. Logan Thompson made 22 saves in net. Knights 17-year vet Phil Kessel tied the NHL Ironman record playing in his 989th consecutive game. Assuming he plays tonight on the road at San Jose, he'll break the record held by Keith Yandel. The 2-4 Raiders visit the Saints this coming Sunday. Vegas is 0-3 away from home. The Saints have lost two straight. They're 2-5-0 for the 1-3 record on their home turf. UNLV football has dropped three in a row after Saturday's 44-21 setback at Notre Dame. They're off till Saturday, November the 5th at San Diego State. Nevada football looking to snap a six-game losing skid when they visit San Jose State this Saturday. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Chester. Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Nevada, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've heard me talk about the disastrous policies being pushed down our throats by the Democrats. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the weak Republicans who don't fight back. Sam Peters is different, and I'm proud to support his bid to win in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam is one of the few running for office who's ready to bring the fight straight to the Washington, D.C. swamp. His race is one of the most targeted races in the country, and you better believe the Democrats are coming after him. If we're going to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to start with Sam Peters. I need you to go to sampetersforcongress.com right now and make a contribution. Sign up, volunteer, put out a lawn sign. Whatever you can do, I'm serious, right now. Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com, and click the donate button. They're attacking Sam with everything they've got, and we need to help him fight back to defeat Nancy Pelosi. Sam Peters for Congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know about you, but I'm fed up. I am absolutely fed up, and I'm shocked. I am shocked that there aren't people circling the administration building for the Clark County School District. We had the test scores come out, the NAEP, the National Assessment of Education Progress, and it's just embarrassing. Lower testing score. This is the highlight. This is the headline in the RJ. Lower testing scores for 4th, 8th graders at CCSD show pandemic's profound impact. This is on top of the fact that we are already lowest of the lows. And I don't see any. Parents ought to be revolting. This ought to be a Glenn Youngkin style revolt in Clark County, whether it be voting for the school board members, the board of trustee members, or just our legislature, folks that are in our legislature, the Democrats that stand in the way of true school choice. We ought to be circling the building. We really should. This is embarrassing. I mean, the fact that roughly a fourth of our kids in some of the grades are reading proficient. Yeah, like 21%, 22%, 23%. The percentage of Clark County School District students who tested at basic or above on the NAEP were 54% in fourth grade, 65% in eighth grade. This is embarrassing. Half of our school district is incompetent. That's what's so sad about this whole thing. I'm going to shift gears real quick because I want to make sure you hear this. We've been looking around the country at what's going on. What will be the precursor of what we see here in Nevada 3 hours later? What's going on in Georgia? What's going on in Florida? What's going on in Pennsylvania? And This is going to be critical. Let's go to cut one, because this is Marco Rubio on with Laura Ingraham last night and saying essentially the Democrats may have lost Florida forever. They are down big time in Florida. Here is Marco Rubio last night with Laura Ingraham.
What's happened is that Hispanic voters that for years we've been told they only care about immigration. This is what they care about. This is the only thing they care about. They do care about immigration. And primarily what we're seeing is they care about illegal immigration. They care about a border that's out of control. They care about the fentanyl that's coming across the border. In essence, if you look at sort of, and I'm not just calling polling, I'm anecdotally, I live in a Hispanic community, surrounded in this, by people in this community that I live here in Miami in, are increasingly indistinguishable from non-Hispanic working class voters and small business owners. They care about the exact same things. They want schools to teach, not indoctrinate. They want the laws to be enforced. They don't want criminals running loose. And these are the kinds of things that I think, and not to mention we have a lot of people that know that socialism and Marxism doesn't work, and they recognize it when they see it. So all these things have combined as just one factor. The other is, frankly, a lot of people have moved here because they hate what's happening in New York and in California and in Illinois and other places. And they certainly didn't move here in order to ruin this state and make it look like the state they came from. So a combination of these factors and some of the national trends you're seeing, I think, are contributing to that. But ultimately, I would say it's up to voters. We're going to find out here 2 weeks from tomorrow night exactly how far Florida has moved. I feel very optimistic if the people watching get out and vote and don't take it for granted.
Senator, there are a lot of people right now who are just afraid. They're afraid of what's happening to this country. They're afraid of crime. They're afraid their life savings is slipping away, their 401ks, you know, declining in value. What do you say to them tonight about what Republicans in the Senate, if indeed Republicans retake the Senate, could do in the next few years?
Well, you know, I share those exact concerns. That's the reason why I'm running for re-election. I think if the people that are in charge of the House, the Senate, and the White House, if they remain in power, they are going to destroy this country. They're going to destroy it through a number of things. So the first thing we have to do is we are a nation that's been blessed with energy resources. And I know, you know, people maybe get tired of hearing about it, but the truth of the matter is the cost of energy is the fundamental underlying basic underlying cost of everything. When that goes up, everything goes up. We have depleted our strategic reserves. We're begging the Saudis to produce more oil. We're trying to
but
cut
Senator,
deals with Iran and Venezuela.
Yeah, I agree so with you on all that. But what are you guys going to do? If you guys get control of the Senate, my concern is that Republicans get control, and then is there a plan in place to really make this affirmative case to the people and move forward legislation that Joe Biden is going to have to either agree to or veto?
Well, that I would put that into three buckets or three directions that we need to move at the same time. Number one is we have to stop bad things from happening, crazy people from getting into positions of power in the Senate. We have that power and so forth. And I think just the election alone brings an end to some of that insanity. The second is we have to make good things happen, like energy independence, like ensuring that federal laws are not interfering with decisions that are being made at the state level, at the school board levels, and things of that nature. We need to pass those bills, both on energy and on things like education and the like, and crime for that matter, and then challenge the Biden administration to veto it, to stand in the way of something that's popular. That's the second piece. And the third is accountability. We have to use our oversight role that we have to now, we should have hearings, for example, on the riots of the summer of 2020. There's been no accountability about the summer of 2020, who was behind it, how much did the political rhetoric lend itself to it. For example, these efforts to bail people out of jail in 2020, how many people did that encourage to come back out and do that all over again? What about these pro-life pregnancy centers that are being firebombed across the country? There's been no examination into that. So there's a host of things like that that we can hold government agencies accountable for, and that includes the border. These guys love to come up and testify about, well, the border is secure. I actually think that we have a role to play in Congress to hold them accountable for that. So the accountability piece, the passing good things and challenging him to sign it or veto it and pay the consequences, and the keeping crazy people out of these positions, both on the bench and in the bureaucracy, are three key areas that we can, even without the White House, we can immediately begin to put this country in the right direction.
That's Marco Rubio of Florida. By the way, this hour brought to you by Kerry Cox for Henderson City Council, Ward 3. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We've got an Iron Man story coming up, complete with music. Yeah, Black Sabbath, the real thing. It's going to be a first on this program. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The top five ways Costly Catherine Cortez Masto has cost Nevada are on the board. Costly Catherine supported Biden's hundreds of millions in wasteful spending in other states. Costly Catherine fueled runaway inflation and skyrocketing prices on everything from groceries to gas to housing. Costly Catherine even sent almost a billion of your tax dollars to criminals in prison, while she hit you with billions in higher taxes to pay for it all. And Cortez Masto joined Nancy Pelosi, voting to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to dig even deeper into your pockets. Costly Catherine Cortez Masto. She's cost Nevada enough. Reject Costly Catherine Cortez Masto. She's way too costly for Nevada. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. Data provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
Join KMZQ and the Angels of Las Vegas this weekend to help give back to Las Vegas. Albertsons, Vaughn's, and Kemp Broadcasting proudly present the Stuff the Truck Food Drive this weekend from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by Albertsons at 7075 West Ann Road and bring any non-perishable food item this weekend from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Help us stuff the truck to get back to Las Vegas. Brought to you by Albertsons, Vaughn's, the Angels of Las Vegas, and KMZQ.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's not often you get to have Black Sabbath on, but it's only because the song is Iron Man. That's the only reason. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas been following the story. What do you got for us?
Well, tonight is Phil Kessel's moment. He, of course, is the Golden Knights' right wing. This is a gentleman who's gone to work for 12 straight seasons without missing an NHL game. And he's on the verge of making NHL history, Kevin, because he'll break Keith Yandel's NHL record for consecutive games played when he suits up tonight for his 990th game, 990 straight games at 7:30 tonight as the Golden Knights take on the San Jose Sharks at the SAP Center in San Jose. That game is on ESPN, by the way, so it's a game that you could see. And to put it in perspective, his streak began back on November 3rd, 2009, long time ago. So that's going to be something to look forward to.
I wonder how many of those games he played hurt in, and I'll bet you there's a ton of them. Hockey players are tough.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I wonder how many teeth he's lost along the way, too. But, I mean, he's done it all. I mean, he's won a couple of Stanley Cups in Pittsburgh. He's played with some awful teams in Arizona. So he's experienced every high and low that you could possibly have in the NHL. So he's going to be there to break the record tonight for the Golden Knights, who are doing well. 5-2 on the young season.
And they were great last night.
We thought that their goalie position was going to be an Achilles heel, and it's actually been a strength so far this season. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that Logan Thompson and the rest of the goaltenders can keep it going.
Wow. Congratulations to Phil Kessel. Don't trip over anything on your way to the rink tonight. That's all I'm asking, please. After this build-up and playing Black Sabbath, I mean, what? Please, don't go. Don't get yourself hurt on the way to the rink. That's probably the only thing you can talk about.
You got to see the psychedelic video that goes with this too. I mean, that era.
There you go. More coming up as we continue. Stick around. We are exactly 2 weeks away, 14 days away from a midterm election. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Catherine Cortez Masto has been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt. Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America and Iraq. I fought for Nevada as Attorney General. Now I'm fighting for my family and yours. We have to save America from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar.